You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. This year, the tech industry made news over and over and over again. Data breaches, privacy scandals, new regulations, more data breaches. Big tech companies have been in the spotlight. The CEOs of Facebook, Twitter, and Google have all been summoned to Congress. Lawmakers grilled them about the ways user data is used and misused. As this year comes to a close, we called up Molly Wood, the host of Marketplace Tech, to get a sense of what might be next. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Adrienne. How are you?
I'm well. We finished up 2018 with the Marriott hack. The hundreds of millions of customers' data were exposed. Can we expect companies are going to do any better guarding our data next year?
I want to hope that they are. I think that, you know, there are certainly going to be some who just don't have the infrastructure to do a better job because it has not been a priority. So I think you can still expect more large breaches. That's just become par for the course. But I think you are going to see a lot more pressure from the legal side of things for companies to step up their game. And that's kind of the best hope that we have.
What's that pressure look like? Are we talking federal regulation, state regulation? Where does it come from?
Well, in 2018, obviously, we had a big sea change come from Europe with the General Data Protection Regulation, the GDPR. And that really put a lot of companies on notice, I think, that they had to do a better job of dealing with customer data if they did business in Europe. You are starting to see California, for example, passed broad privacy laws that are similar to GDPR. Other states are moving in that direction. And so now there is talk of federal privacy regulation. I still give it about a 50-50 chance of being introduced in 2019. But for the first time, you see tech companies pushing for it because they want an overarching federal standard instead of this weird patchwork of state laws.
Is there any more data to steal? I keep wondering that. Every time there's a new breach, I'm like, how much more data actually exists for them to take?
I keep wondering that too. And then I think, I don't know, they say about a million more people get online every day. So maybe it's their new data. It's like refresh.
Refresh.
You hit refresh and you got to get the new people.
What? So we've talked some about security. There is also, there are changes to privacy, the things that companies can gather, how they share it. Do you think we're going to see more of that discussion happening next year?
I really do, because I do think, to the point about consumer behavior, I think you're finally seeing consumers start to say, you know, maybe this is a little much. Maybe we need to dial it back a little.
Do you really need to know this? Yeah.
Exactly. Do you really need to know this? And that's the real question. And there's a realization of actually the business model of the internet and that advertising depends on your data. And so, there was a Pew report earlier this year that said some 70% of consumers had taken some action to secure their data. And I think as you start to see the Internet of Things, you know, voice-enabled devices come into more people's houses, I think consumers, this might just be hope, are going to start asking better questions about the stuff they use every day.
What's interesting, though, is at the same time we're inviting these technology companies into our homes and lives in an even greater way is the time we're asking, right, we're saying, yes, you can listen in on what I'm saying. Just don't do anything with it.
Without a doubt. And so this is the year I think we find out how much people trust Amazon, because Alexa is certainly leading the charge into people's homes and they're using it to connect their lights and their refrigerator and their TV and their thermostat and their door locks. And so I think the stakes really are getting raised.
What else are we going to be talking about in 2019?
You know, I think we are going to be talking about that Internet of Things, all these connected devices.
As we have been.
But at an even higher level, I think we're going to be talking about how tech and globalization sort of fit together. I think we thought for a long time that technology would just cross borders.
Right.
And what we're starting to see now, especially with the internet and the way the internet works, is that Europe wants one version, the US wants one version. And I think you might actually start to see a real conversation about balkanization, about multiple internets that are like culturally appropriate for where they're located. And that's, you know, not going to touch a lot of consumers directly, but it's going to be really interesting.
Molly Wood is the host of Marketplace Tech. Thanks so much, Molly.
Thanks, Adrienne.